Okie dokie. Issues from commissioner. Now is the time that if anybody wants to bring anything before commission or for staff to look at in the future, now's the time to do it based on anything new or anything we talked about today. Anybody have anything they want to bring up as an issue? All right. Oops.
Yeah.
Robert McNeil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just real quick, and this gets back to the discussion on small mesh gill nets with respect to taking that up with each individual FNP. We've got some FNPs currently well along in the process, flounder, shrimp. Just wondering how that might be able to, how it's going to be affected with those FNPs, and feel like there needs to be some discussion there. But just like to get some feedback about how that might affect those FNPs at some point soon from the division.
Okay, you want the division to get back with you, or would you like to, for Kat to maybe comment on that?
Yeah, that'd be great if you could comment on.
Yeah, I think just in general, well, flounder and shrimp are pretty far down the road, and I'm not sure that small mesh gill nets are an issue in either one, but Mike could maybe speak to anything that might be in the current flounder plan that addresses small mesh gill nets, and I'm not sure what is in there, but I know that we are going to be starting on spotted sea trout. We're working on the stock assessment now, and that probably would be, I would guess, one that you know, we would have some issues to look at relative to small mesh gill nets. So, and shrimp, I mean, we'll be to you in November. I don't know that there would be an issue for us to wrangle as far as small mesh gill nets go for shrimp. But flounder, there may be some information in there. Mike, can you speak to that, or Ann? I don't know if staff is on, but certainly we will take those issues in the FMPs as they come.
Okay. Yeah, I just hate to see it get slipped through the cracks with what's in the pipeline right now.
And that's a great comment and a concern, because I know this issue is concerning. And to my earlier point about how we address these in FMPs, the reasons that we have yardage limits in management unit A on small mesh gill nets, the reason that we have attendance requirements in management unit A on small mesh gill nets, the reason that we have mesh size restrictions on small mesh gill nets in management unit A are because of the river herring and striped bass fishery management plan. So certainly this issue is, you know, in it, the way I look at this is thoroughly flushed out in those FMPs, and will be as we continue to address them as the schedule presents.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Laura, would you give us your meeting assignments and the preview of our agenda items for our next meeting, please?
Absolutely. And it looked like Doug had his hand up. I don't know if he did or not. I just want to make sure I don't.
I did not see that. Doug, you got something?
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. We keep coming back to this MRIP survey on several different fisheries, flounder, now blue tilefish and all that. And I'm not sure if we've had an adequate presentation on actually how that works and the expeditious manner we can incorporate it into some of these plans. And I don't want to put any more work on staff than, because they're swamped now. But somewhere down the line, I'd like to look at how that does work and how it correlates into these plans. And I mean, seems like we're always fighting behind the kickoff with MRIP to get the data in place that we really need to know now. And I understand it's a difficult thing, and I don't want to burden them. And I'm not saying they got to have that for the next meeting. I'd just like to talk about it somewhere down the line.
Okay, good enough.